have like no weapons.
Hello and welcome back to Tuesday Night Gaming High Energy Edition. Woo!
Yeah.
Woo!
What?
Yeah. Starring Zach, Rob, Jay, and Alana. It's High Energy Day.
Zach's trying his best.
Sick of these low energy days.
Whose fault is that? Everyone.
Look, everyone's tired, okay?
No, okay. I'm fine.
You got it for work at 6 a.m.
And today, we're talking about The Wheel of Time, episode 4 of season 3, and we're playing Fortnite.
Yeah, baby.
But first, we have a very special new segment called Rob's Movie Corner.
There should be a theme song.
About
whatever movie Zach watched.
You do too, Alana. Don't you throw me under the bus.
My movies are interesting.
My movies are interesting too.
Whoa. Like K-pop Demon Hunter?
Come yeah.
yeah. Well, we all watch that.
No one's ever heard of that. Okay.
Tuning into an episode from a few
Zach will be like, hey, I watched Permanu for like the fifth time. Let's talk
well,
about
actually,
that.
I do have a Bollywood movie, but first, Guru and I watched a movie you may have heard of called Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Oh.
So there.
Heard of it.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fort so there is for.
Alana says
yeah,
I watched
yeah,
weird
what
movies.
Is so there? Wow, Raiders of the Lost Ark. What a deep cut. What a genius pick.
Hey, you said I watch weird movies. That's not weird.
That's not what I meant. Like you watch like boring movies.
Okay, whatever. So anyways,
why didn't you guys watch Temple of Doom? Well, come on.
We're gonna watch Temple of Doom because Guru is morbidly curious, but it's a trilogy. Sure. You can't watch them out of order. That's why.
Okay.
Yeah. Anyway, her favorite part was where he shoots the guy.
When he's tired. Yeah.
Guru laughed a lot about that. And she covered her face twice. The
face
first
melting?
Time. No, not that she was fine with the face melting. But she didn't like when he sets the snakes on fire. Do you remember that?
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I did not remember that. I thought he just used it to like clear a path.
Does someone think of the snakes?
Yeah, exactly. She was like, the snakes have rights too. And then also the part where the mechanic gets cut up by the propeller.
Yeah.
PG movie. Yeah.
Well, she didn't know it was going to be like censored. Yeah. But she also had a good question. And I don't know if you guys have like encyclopedic memory of the movie like I do. But do you remember the part where he goes to the Well of Souls and he finds where the location of the Ark is? And then they just start digging for it?
No.
Him and Sala and the guys?
Where they have like the montage and the sunset and whatever.
Yeah. So Guru's like, why are they just digging? The Nazis are like right there. They're just going to see them digging, which is exactly what happens.
It was a simpler time.
Well, I mean, what I said was they didn't really have a choice. Like the Nazis weren't going to just like go away.
True.
If they were going to wait them out. So it's like,
nope.
Yeah, just get started.
They
hope for the best.
Fester.
Did you tell her about that Big Bang Theory episode?
What? No. What Big Bang Theory?
One where they're like, Indiana Jones has no effect on the plot of Raiders of the Lost Ark.
That's
been a theory for a long time.
It's not a fan theory.
Okay, whatever. They just popularized. Don't at me. I don't care.
I remember when Cracked.com After Hours had the same observation. And it's not true. Total misconception.
Ooh, yeah. A hammer.
Is it? What's your rebuttal here? I'm curious.
Well, my rebuttal was some other Nazi just would have come along and found the Ark. You know, after they opened it.
Someone's killing the bugs.
Or it would have just been sitting there.
That's a fair point. You would need, like, someone has to put it in a big storage facility.
Yeah, exactly. So I don't buy it as necessarily, like, would have gone down exactly the same. Also, it's like when they're kind of explaining the plot, it almost doesn't even matter. Right?
Oh, yeah.
Always matters.
No, it's just an excuse to get him to do crazy stuff.
Yeah,
when I was rewatching, that exposition scene did go on quite a while. I think if you're more religious, maybe that exposition would be more engaging. But yeah, it is a bit long.
There's a team still here, by the way.
With Porkins.
Yeah,
cover me, Porkins.
Exactly. Yeah.
There's two teams here.
Okay. Yeah, we're fighting. It's okay. So that being said, we're trying to watch Temple of Doom maybe this weekend or something. I don't know. But we did watch a Bollywood movie called Arya 2, which is one of Guru's favorites, but I described it as like a nightmare. At least the first half. Yeah, I know nobody cares. I'm going to make it quick. But
Arya 2, Rob, okay.
Have you ever watched one of those movies where it's like two characters and one of them thinks they're friends and the other one actually can't stand them, but he can't get rid of them?
Yes, but I can't think of any examples.
Right, yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
I know it's a thing, but I can't think of it.
It's definitely a thing.
Yeah. So it was like that. I said, what about Bob?
Oh. Yeah, that's like the extreme version, but yeah. straight up wants to kill him. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's what this was, because it's two friends in India, and one of them is like obsessed with his friend, but he ruins his life. You know? It's kind of crazy. I can't even really describe it. You just gotta watch it.
I guess it's like You, Me, and Dupree. The who's those terrible directors?
Oh my god, I can't.
Avengers.
Oh.
The Russo brothers.
Russo brothers. Yeah, that was like I think their first movie.
You don't like the Russo brothers?
No. I mean, like I like Endgame. That's about it, though. I think that's like. That's the one time where it worked for me. But no, I think a lot of movie buffs. I'm not even like in the minority here. I think a lot of movie buffs despise the Russo brothers.
Hmm.
And like in interviews, they say like just the worst stuff. And they're just like, yeah, it is.
What about their two episodes of Community?
Yeah. I mean, I think they've done some decent TV work, but like that is TV work. That's where they should be doing TV. Like, which is that's the biggest insult of them all. But like, yeah.
Burn.
I mean, what other movies have they done besides Avengers and
Winter Soldier?
The
other ones?
So all their stuff post like Endgame has been just atrocious. They did Cherry with Tom Holland, like an Apple movie that was like about an army drug addict guy that was like this wannabe Scorsese movie that has like 20% of Rotten Tomatoes, and. Oh, they did Gray Man with Ryan.
Gray Man.
Gosling. Yeah, which was pretty freaking boring. And then most recently they did Electric State, which everybody.
Oh, they
hated.
Did the Electric State.
Yeah.
That's so embarrassing.
It was like a punchline.
So their life is a joke, and now they're doing the new Avengers, and like, I'm like, and like, there's already like so much bad word. Like the script is not even close to done, and they're just shooting. Which they've done kind of before with Marvel movies, but like this just seems like, I don't know, things are not going well.
So they're like the Bill Belichick and Feige's like Tom Brady.
Yeah, I would say so. And then like maybe Marcus and McFeely, who like write a lot of their stuff, maybe sometimes they fix it. I don't know.
Hmm.
Anyway, Rob, you got any movies for us?
Yeah, I'll just go like real quick because there's just so many. Yeah, I was in humble brag. I was in Spain and France. So like on the plane, I saw The Luckiest Man in America, which is about that guy that like did like cheated on the game show by memorizing.
Oh yeah.
Everything and like got like $500,000 or whatever, which is like $10 billion in current day. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Walton Goggins is in it. Which they didn't advertise that enough, that part. But I saw The Surfer with Nick Cage, where it's like, he's like a, I don't know, it's about like the manosphere kind of, and it's like a surfer guy tries to like, gets bullied by these like macho guys, played by like Julian McMahon, who just passed away like a month ago.
Yeah, recently.
Yeah, but like this is one of his last movies. And he plays like the bad guy in this movie, and he's quite good. I would say the biggest news is that like when I was in Spain, I saw a movie at like 3 p.m. John Wayne, The Searchers. I don't know if anybody's seen it.
Oh,
Zach.
Wow.
Yeah, but
I meant to, but I never got around to it.
Okay, it's a classic, but it was just weird because I saw it in Spain on a weekday at 3 p.m. and I was like, "There's gonna be nobody here," and like the whole theater was completely full, and it was a big theater, and I was like, "What is happening here?" So, like I guess he, like, respects cinema over there. Because there was also, when I walked out of there, there was, like, a line for stop making sense, the Talking Heads concert movie. So like, they just
interesting
movies there, I guess. I don't know. It was freaking weird to me. I was like, this, why isn't America like this? Like, E Street gets shut down. I don't know. Mm.
Everything sucks in America.
Yeah, it's just that is the consistency here. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I saw Caught Stealing, the Darren Aronofsky movie with Austin Butler
and Matt Smith.
And Matt Smith playing.
It's like really violent.
It's basically like a 90s Tarantino movie. It's set in 1998.
It looks kind of cringe. Was it good?
Yeah, I mean, it's got like 80-some% on Rotten Tomatoes. It's freaking pretty well received. It's good. It's not like amazing. It's kind of hokey and cliche at times, but Aronofsky, I don't know, he's kind of like slumming it a little bit. He usually does weirder, artsier stuff, and this time I think he was just, I think he even said in interviews, he's like, I just want to do something fun, so I say let him have some fun.
Yeah.
I want to put Matt Smith in a mohawk, whatever.
Yeah. Apparently that role was, I was in the interview, that was supposed to be an American playing that part, and then he had some British actor that wasn't Matt Smith. And he's like, interesting, maybe this could be British. And then he just started asking for like to audition
more
British,
British people.
I just feel bad for that original British guy that inspired him to do the part.
Not enough.
Yeah, not British enough.
Avatar, Zach?
Hmm?
This helicopter looks like it's from the Avatar.
Ornithopter.
Yeah.
Yeah, the dunes.
Yeah.
Back.
Fire and ash. All right. Well, I think
anyway,
Andrew and I
and our friend Dana watched Gone in 60 Seconds.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Oh. Which version?
Dana Cage.
Which version? There's another version?
Yeah, there's an original. Yeah.
Wait, really?
Yeah, that's a
remake. Yeah, it's a remake.
Nick Cage was the remake?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, the Fast and the Furious, but no, I didn't know that. No, we watched the Nick Cage one because Dana and her husband are really into Nick Cage.
Oh, in the tree.
Oh no, Jay died.
The original's like really low budget too, but it has like one like car chase at the end. It's like 30 minutes long and it's amazing.
That's cool.
Lenore.
Is that everybody? This has been Rob's. This has been Rob's Movie Corner.
Why is everybody dying?
Anyway, well, thank you. This has been Rob's Movie Corner. Now it's time to move on to Wheel of Time, Season 3, Episode 4. Yeah, which I gotta
say, Zach loved it because there had more of the future stuff.
Yeah, and you know why else I loved it, Alana? There's another reason. Because there's practically no Aes Sedai.
Oh,
I was
going
to say,
there's no Perrin or Matt.
There's no Perrin.
there was Teemu, Perrin, and Matt.
Yeah, yeah.
And what are you talking about? There were no Aes Sedai. There were so many. There were so many Aes Sedai in there.
But they were like fake Aes Sedai.
Yeah,
they were the authentic Aes Sedai.
What I meant to say was, there's no tower politics.
I like the tower politics.
What?
No. I mean, like tower
politics.
Politics.
Wrong.
Can we get back to politics?
Trade negotiations.
Andrew and I are watching this anime, and we're like, we only like the political stuff in it too.
What else is there?
What?
Which anime?
Oh, Apothecary Diaries.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh yeah. That is actually funny.
Yeah.
Is that the sequel to Full Metal Alchemist?
No, stop saying that.
It's a good joke.
Eventually you'll be right.
If anything, it's a prequel because it's like in the past.
Okay.
Anyway,
sorry,
can you explain why, if it's in the future, why they're using horse and buggies?
It's not in the future. It's in the past.
What?
It's the past.
But it's like future technology, Jay. Why are they using horse and buggies?
Because are you still talking about Apothecary Diaries?
No, we're talking about the episode. He travels back in time. Morin travels ahead in time. So everything you're seeing from when he goes into the spot, into the Radon or whatever it's called, it's his past. It's showcasing that they used to be like a better it used to be a more high class and a more technically, I don't know if it's even technical advanced, but they had different tech, they had other capabilities, right? And that it was destroyed.
Yeah, but they were using horses and buggies. Like, how advanced are they
really? That's why I'm saying it's still in the past, but like they had the abilities to craft better, and they lost all of that when the fall of man and all that happened. And that's why they're all pissed, because they had it so good and they're blaming
men.
All of this. Yeah. On that, because they had a nice society where they had good shit. They had a floating sphere, for God's sakes.
Yeah, that was.
And then
cool.
it got destroyed by past version of whatever her name is.
Lanfear.
No, Lanfear.
No,
yeah.
Zach, Lanfear.
Oh, Lanfear. You mean Celine?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, okay. Celine. So that also showcases how much of a tie that the dragon and her have, and maybe she's drawn to him because she can't get over the fact that she just destroyed him and blah blah blah. Anyway, so it was the past.
Yeah.
It's a short answer. Is you're all so when we saw the past in prior season, the dragon looking back, that makes me think that he wasn't seeing the future like we had initially thought. He was actually seeing a great past.
Yeah, no, right. I knew it was the past. Time only moves in one direction.
That's not the question. Rather not as the past or the future, I guess. It's like, in their advanced state, why are they still using horse and buggy?
Oh.
Because they don't have cars. I don't know. I mean, they're still using sickles.
Yeah.
But they explain that.
They really?
They're like, it feels good to use a sickle.
Yeah, so metallurgy, but they don't necessarily have steam engines or anything like that, but they have advanced metallurgy.
Into the right tracks.
Yeah, they learned how to forge and all that other stuff.
Warp in the forge.
But they didn't actually do, like, technology.
Yeah.
Because metallurgy can, a lot of time, is tied to magic.
Well, they got the sphere. But anyway, so going through the episode, the beginning is the show remembers that Lon exists in this one. So Rand is talking to him.
Oh,
Lon?
Okay, yeah.
We learned more about his backstory. And I just wanted to point out Moraine's hat.
Oh my God.
Yeah, they're very concerned about sun protection for Egwene and Moraine.
It's because sunscreen hasn't been invented yet.
I wonder if like Rosamund Pike has sensitive eyes or something. I was trying to figure out, like, why would she wear that hat?
Maybe she probably is like, my skin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But yeah. Like, you know, only like when the shot's, you know, happening. I don't know.
It's like Carrie Coon on the White Lotus. Did you guys hear about that?
No.
She diva? What was she doing?
What? No, okay, right. So she is also in the Gilded Age. And, you know, her character in the Gilded Age is like, you know, never goes outside. So she was like, I can't get any kind of tan on the White Lotus. Because she like went from filming that to the Gilded Age like right away.
That's what makes sense. Yeah.
Nice.
So then Lon fights a spear maiden who doesn't want to be a wise one, but they're like, well, you have to. So deal with that. Right. One of the spear maidens.
Okay, moving on.
They're solo.
So
there's a part I like where they put Moraine
away,
on the
Rob.
Spot.
This one isn't low.
What do they do to Moraine?
Rand puts Moraine on the spot. He's like, I want you to promise me that you won't try to stop me. Or, some kind of thing where it's like she can't lie, right? So he's like, I want you to be direct.
I said I can't lie, in theory. Yeah.
So he like, really remember exactly what he says right now, but he comes up with some way to, like, kind of trap her, like, corner her.
Well, she tries to trap him, and then he ends up reverse Uno-ing it. into basically saying like, no, you're not in it for yourself. This whole thing is all about you. You're the only reason why you want to help me is to help yourself. Is that not accurate? Like, if I try to do this, are you going to try to stop me because it's against what you want and what the Aes Sedai want? And she's like, and he's like, gotcha, reverse Uno.
He doesn't really outsmart her, though. She's just like, I'm not going to answer your question.
Yeah, she falls into it.
Well, she says, I'm not going to do anything to prevent you from fulfilling your destiny. So that was a good cop-out answer.
Yeah.
Okay. So they find the city in the clouds, and the Shido are conveniently right at the spot where they arrive. I guess there's like a path or something. That's my explanation.
What?
So remember, they're walking through the desert, and it's a huge city, and when they arrive, they're like, oh, the Shido are here, and the Shido come running over. I don't know. I thought it was funny.
Well, that it's because they were with
on a path, right?
People, like the community, like they're just the other half of that community. So yeah. And they said it last episode. That's basically that they're right over the comp, and they're like, they're the other half of us, and they're right over there. And they're like, oh right,
oh they're right over here. It's over there. Yeah. So they explain that Moraine's going to walk into the future. Rand is going to walk into the past. Then they have the Tree of Life, like the Torah. Right, Alana?
Right. So
yeah,
yeah. But before that, we get the fact that like Moraine has that conversation with the other elder and. Like, and being told all this shit, and they're like, we should not have told her that, should we have? And they're like, well, it changed things. She's like, maybe. And she's like, yeah, we should learn how to shut up. Moraine's like, well,
everyone's always talking.
And then, yeah, and then that's how, like, all that conversation goes, like, and that bleeds into all that conversation of what's he gonna do, because yada, yada. Okay. Continuing on.
Yeah. So we get the story about how this king cut down his tree of life and that started this whole war. And usually when characters are talking, I find it very boring. But this time it was interesting. How the Aiel like hunted this king down as revenge because he didn't protect the tree. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, wars have been started over way less.
Hmm?
Wars
have been started over way less.
So true.
Like the soccer ball war. Anyway.
Okay, nice, like, Avatar The Last Airbender. Good reference.
like Rand and Moraine have been connected since like before he was born.
Yeah.
Because like my mom would never have been there. Father or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom would never have died and you would never have been there.
Never
would
have survived.
I'm dragging now.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. So then they start I don't really remember exactly. They just kind of wander around until eventually they start walking through their rings. So Rand remembers being Janudin. His ancestor looks just like him, of course.
His dad.
Well, his ancestor and his dad. So I said to myself, the show owes Assassin's Creed some royalties.
Isn't it just the same actor?
Yeah.
But that's what. But like the concept where you jump into your own
Assassin's
ancestor.
Creed didn't invent that either.
Oh, I just get this today.
He almost showed range. That guy that plays Rand. I was like, oh,
yeah, he was really trying.
There. Yeah, except when he plays an old guy, I'm like, he's never met an old guy in his life. Like,
Yeah, when he was playing the guy with the long hair who's like rescuing his sister, I was like, you're just playing Rand or yourself. I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, 100%.
With, like, smiling a little bit more. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think this is where most of their budget went to all that, to all the latex and all of the makeup they had to do? The four different wigs they had to use
later on. That camera where just goes the wheel around the Moraine.
Oh, God.
That was making me
feel weird. I was like, I'm not nauseous, but I don't like this.
Retreat, guys, retreat. Yeah. So the Okay, so he does a walk through his ancestors. There's one with like absurd, like curly hair. I guess it's designed to make him look younger, right? And sure. The but and then there's the Tree of Life, really small. So I thought that was funny, right?
Yeah, it was
nice. We see it as a sampling.
Yeah,
and we also see that. Yeah, not to jump forward, but yeah, we see that it was. Started off relatively small, but like it's because they took 10,000 samplings from it and they sent it out to 10,000 different places. Like, are we gonna see where those places were? Theory, there's like so many potential other cultures out there that we haven't gotten to see yet.
Yeah,
Rob, I'm coming.
Shit.
Oh, jeez. Oh, no, they're good. It's a human.
They
should. Oh, no, they have like a legendary pistol or something.
Anakin killed us.
No, my gun.
Thank you.
Okay.
Anyway, Rand's flashbacks were pretty interesting. I think Moraine shouldn't have gone with him. Like, cut the cord, Moraine. Like, he's either going to save the world or he's not. Like, stop getting in the way. In my opinion.
Oh, yeah. Even the Isle told her not to.
Yeah, exactly. And
she was going to get in the way and ruin it for everybody.
Yeah.
I mean, eventually you get separated on their own, so.
Yeah. And she just gets to see herself die 100,000 times and or see her kill Lanfear the other 100,000 times. Or
have sex with Rand.
Yeah. Lots of, yeah.
You get choked by Lan.
Just the three. It's the triangle of everything. Kill, love, be betrayed.
Mm-hmm. Float around in zero gravity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, and that but then did you not pick up Barb?
I picked up one.
So anyway, the traveling people in the caravans who don't fight anyone are the real Aiel, and the Aiel we know are the fake Aiel who kill people.
The traitors.
Yeah. Does this matter? I don't know.
So then are we going to eventually meet the true IL?
We did already.
Did we?
I thought they were the Shido.
We met them.
I don't know.
No, they're the people who are in the caravans that they traveled with in season one.
Are they all part of the Leaf?
Oh, I can't believe you remember stuff from season one.
I remember original Matt.
Oh,
I mean, yeah, I remember
him. Yeah.
That was ridiculous.
Slightly better actor.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
But yeah, we get to see why the fake IL used spears instead of any other weapon. So that was kind of cool and interesting.
I don't understand why.
Oh, yeah. That was a funny line. I wrote it down. It's like, spear can put food in pots, not swords. Like, I was like, okay.
Swords are only used as weapons. Oh, but the spear can get us food in.
Oh, for hunting?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, you could use them to put food in.
A sword
in
could
pots.
If you were good enough.
I don't understand how a spear puts food in a pot. I guess you could use it. Oh, I guess you could use it to hang over a fire to cook.
No, you throw it at a deer from a distance. You can't really throw a sword. No, it's not the
killing part.
It's easier to kill something from a distance with a spear for hunting than a sword. You'd have to like run up really close to a deer, and you're probably not going to catch it with a sword.
No.
I think.
I think I was right. No. What do you mean no?
No.
No. It's because they don't like the idea of even killing anything. So it's the fact that the sword can only kill. It's not that it kills people. It's that it can that it's used to kill.
Spears can kill.
Yes, but they justify it by saying, oh, but it also can put food in pots.
Does other things.
Yeah, yeah. Its main tool isn't meant to kill. It's mainly used as an actual tool.
So
we get that, which is interesting. So I thought, and then he's like, oh, I get why you didn't want me to pick up a sword over here. It's like, yeah, this is why she didn't want you to pick up the sword for the whole episode. weirdo. But yeah, we get that. And she's like, yeah, that's right. Punk, basically. So that's interesting. But and it's also interesting to see that like she was supposed to be one of the wise and she rebelled and she left. And
just like his ancestor did, because he chooses to use violence instead of not using violence.
Well, in parallel, she's just like the princess who wants to go explore the world and experience things.
Right.
Did we learn that Lanfear was just a scientist who wanted to like check something out and accidentally ruined everything?
Yeah, we learned that she was a scientist who learned about a potential magic that anyone can use safely, and not just those who have like the affinity for magic. It would be available to anyone and everyone.
Typical.
And that, and in the prior incarnation before that, we find out that the Aes Sedai just killed a bunch of men, like killed all the men who can use magic. And it wasn't like it was because they went crazy. They just killed all the men who could use magic.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't necessarily find out why.
You think they were lying about men going crazy?
Well, no, wow. Because they specifically talk about how like they killed men, right? And they're like, oh, this is the last man. They killed all the men who could use magic. And it's like, but they don't talk about like, and we know that before that, they lived with men who used magic and it was fine. But then they talk about how certain men went a little crazy. And so they decided to kill them all.
Just a little. Then,
that's an interesting choice. Little overboard? Question mark?
Probably safe to say.
But yeah, so we're getting a lot of new influx of showcasing that. Yeah, the Aes Sedai are a bunch of hypocrites, or not even hypocrites. They just like to exaggerate truths depending on stuff.
Yeah.
What they need.
Even if they can't lie.
Yeah.
Well, we don't know if this, at this point they can't lie.
And maybe they added that on later. They probably just got good at figuring out how to talk around the truth. I wouldn't be surprised.
And that, yeah. Like, so, yeah. Okay.
Apparently they're allowed to be sarcastic.
Very sarcastic.
I wasn't lying. I was joking.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway. So we get the thing with the sphere, which is sweet. Right out of Dune, which Guru pointed out that the show basically is Dune. Because you got a secret society of women with superpowers.
You got some sand people, kind of.
It's not. They're not a secret. Neither the Bene Gesserit nor the Aes Sedai are secret.
Yeah, but everything they do, not everything they do is like known, right?
Sure.
Yeah, they opt. It's like all their politics.
So it's a secretive society.
Yeah, that's fair.
They're like Jedi, but even more boring. Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, so it's been 7 days since they went in, and then Rand comes out carrying Moraine.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, what are we going to do now?
I don't know. Now he's got tattoos, though.
He's twice marked. Yeah. I didn't notice
twice marked, one on each arm.
You didn't notice? They, like, dramatically
the giant
show
gold
them.
Dragons?
Yeah.
I didn't think I realized that was what it was.
The giant golden dragons, yeah.
Well, like, yeah, one dragon, two dragons. Who's counting? But yeah, they did like say, like, oh, that's you're gonna get two dragons. That means you're the chosen one.
Yep,
that's right. Anyone want slurp?
Very exciting. Okay,
so that was the episode. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, there were some boring parts, but it was good on the whole. I thought there was a lot of fighting.
Yeah.
It's a slur.
Was there a lot of fighting? I mean, I guess, in historical, I don't even know if it was a lot of fighting. There was a lot of post-fighting. We got, two scenes.
I mean, when he was his ancestor.
We got a tiny bit of fighting. We got at the beginning, but that was it.
Well, I mean, we had Lon.
Samurai guy.
Oh, by the way, speaking of Lon, there's a part where in the montage where he's dying, where they die, he dies a lot.
Mm-hmm.
There's a part where he's on fire and it's extremely fake looking.
Mm.
So I thought that was kind of funny.
They're like, why bother making it look real if it's for like 2 seconds?
Yeah, exactly. So he's crawling around. Anyone want to get in the chopper?
Oh.
Get
sure.
in the chopper.
There's the line.
So. Jagan.
Anyway, yeah. So I thought the episode was pretty good. And can't wait to see what happens next.
I can wait.
All right. You guess you didn't like it a lot.
Laughing at my own joke. I mean, it's like, I don't know where this is even. I mean, the show got canceled, so it's probably going to have a not very satisfying ending.
Mm-hmm.
This is the best episode of the season so far, but yeah, it's just, as usual, the show's just like, everybody's just like a tone too dull.
Yeah.
For me personally.
Maybe more than a tone.
Yeah.
They don't have anyone with some pizzazz, some, you know.
Well, like that one guy that replaced the actor, Matt, yeah.
Yeah.
He's like the only one who actually wants to be there.
He's so happy for a job. He's like, yeah, suck it, former Matt.
Let's attack go fight these team. People. Yeah, let's go.
Zach, did you see my joke in the fantasy football Slack?
No, I'm not on Slack because it doesn't work at work, and when I'm at home, I really try to stay off my devices. What'd you say?
I said C's get degrees.
I don't get it.
Okay, well, my draft got a C rating from ESPN, and I beat Jake.
Yeah.
Nice job. You're playing me this week.
Hmm.
Crush him.
Better watch out.
I'm projected to get 100.
I can't buy anything.
Okay. Anyway, now it's time for questions of the day. Alana, do you have questions for us?
I'll try it. Question number one. What do you always pay full price on?
This was comes courtesy of me.
From Matt. Oh, from Zach.
No, I gave it to him. I want credit.
Okay. Matt says so, toilet paper. I don't believe him. He's not here to defend himself, but I don't believe him.
I don't believe that either.
I kind of want to say like merch from cons because I have no choice. Maybe that's not
Oh, wait.
Fair.
No, I don't want that. Sorry. Wait. I wanted a cartographer. I didn't see it. Okay. Anyway, merch from cons, says Zach.
Until I think of something better.
I was going to say, through my own volition,
ooh.
Like PAX tickets, like con tickets.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I can't really dunk on yours because I literally just said that. To be fair, the spirit of the question is like, you could pay less. You could pay less, but you choose to pay more for this thing.
Well, I would always choose to pay for PAX.
Instead of doing a panel.
Yeah.
Well, what about like Bobby stuff?
You can't really. I mean,
you get the cheap cat food, but I don't think you do.
Right? Of course not. No.
Yeah. See,
well, exactly. Especially not anymore. Little kitty disease.
I'm trying to think what I pay full price on. Are Indian snacks, I guess? No.
I also like pens. You know, my pirate
pens.
Yeah,
you do. Yeah, you do.
But always, if you play.
Lately, I've been insisting we go to Wegmans to get produce.
Yeah, you got a lot of good ones. I'm having trouble thinking of one. Jay, I bet you're a man who appreciates quality.
I do, but like, if I can get a discount, then I'm going to absolutely take the discount.
Okay.
Like, I'm no fool.
I bet you pay premium for your computer stuff, right?
Yeah, well, yeah, what computer stuff?
Your gaming.
No.
No?
No.
No?
You wait for the sale. Okay.
I don't wait for a sale, but like my video card had a $20, like it had like a 10. It was retail, but I only bought it at retail price because it was brand spanking new and I needed a new computer setup, and like I knew it wasn't gonna go down at any point in any time. I mean, yeah, no, if I can get something on sale, I will absolutely get it on sale.
Very good. This reminds me of a different question. I'm gonna text Matt rather than
like,
give it away.
You would. Yeah, like if you saw something on sale, you wouldn't go, no, I'm gonna pay full price. No, that's
just too bad.
Even art, even I would. Okay, you're gonna give me a discount. You're gonna sell me 2 for $3, 3 for $2. Sure. Oh, buy two get one. Sure.
I think the question's like I interpret as like I think of like video games and like I kind of want to be in the zeitgeist, so like I'll buy some $70 Death Stranding 2 or Final Fantasy 7 Rebirth just to like kind of be in the zeitgeist, and also because I want to play them immediately. And yeah, I could have just waited like 2 months and I would drop like $20 probably.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I can understand that. I mean, I buy a shit ton of collector edition versions of video games like the Mass Effect, where I got the helmet and all that stuff.
Yeah.
But,
you know, so Rob, are you one of those guys who buys the game on Friday and just plays it all weekend?
No, it depends. I mean, I honestly, I'm just kind of a slacker at work, so like, I feel like most of my game playing is during work hours, but, but yeah, I mean, and also games come out usually in like the middle of the week anyway, but
Tuesdays,
Tuesday, right? I don't know. It depends, yep. But
everything's released on Tuesdays. Well, no, Nintendo now does that on Friday,
but I'd say it's only like, there's probably like 4 or 5 games a year that I do that too. Yeah. Cause most games I'm in my elder age, I'm not as hyped for. I'm like, oh, it's another one of these games, another one of those games.
That's fair. All right, is that everybody?
I guess. I mean, I don't mind paying full price, but yeah, like again, like I don't mind paying full price and supporting people and their jobs. But yeah, if the option is to get it at a discount, I'm obviously gonna take the discount.
Okay.
My morals aren't that high. My standing of I want to support you is not greater than I can save $2. Sure, I'll save $2.
Well said. Alan, question number 2.
What's a sign that you've made it or won at life?
It's a sign
I can stay ahead of my bills.
That's
that
I would
my say, sign.
All right, I would say a cool car. Doesn't have to be a fancy car, but just a cool car. That I think you got a cool car. I think you made it.
I mean, a lot of people get a cool car, and they definitely didn't make it.
Yeah.
Well, sure.
I had a cool car, and I definitely didn't make it when I had a cool car.
Well, it's not a perfect system. What can I say? Whisper.
I would say when you can like take a year off and be comfortable doing that and not freak out. Sure. I don't know. That seems like the dream.
Go to France and Spain.
Exactly. Except, you know, that's for a week, not a year. But, you know, close enough. Yeah.
And did Matt write an answer to this?
He actually didn't.
Okay. Sure, he has opinions.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. I don't know, like a really comfy couch.
A really comfy couch. Okay. Question. I guess question number 3. The high energy I'm not sure is being sustained with these questions, but there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was like, go ahead. Okay.
That's what I was ready for. I was like, what?
If you had to pick one state to describe America to a foreigner, what state would you pick? That's from Guru. So, what does that mean? Like, so, you like
a boundary,
America, like a state that emblemizes America?
Yeah, that's right.
So Matt says New Jersey.
What? That's a terrible choice.
I agree.
What the hell?
I think Florida.
Florida? Well, yeah. I don't know.
It's like ultra consumerism, wacky politics, weird weather.
What about the weather? Crazy weather, hurricanes.
I mean, a lot of the U.S. gets crazy weather.
Yeah. So I'm actually going to say New York. Because why? Well, because you get the city and you have the country, right? So you get like kind of like liberal areas, conservative areas. It's cold because most of the country is cold, I would say. More of the country is cold than it's hot. And it's big and expansive. And it's spread out. So
more of the country is cold than hot.
Yeah. I mean, the Midwest is cold.
Midwest gets stupid hot. They have forest fires. Okay.
Well, then New York State also gets hot in the summer.
Yeah.
You see that, and that's why I picked it.
Okay. So outside of the heat, the fact that it has cities and country, what was it?
You have like the city and the country. Well, yeah, with the city and the country, like I said, and
the weather. And you said something else.
Well, yeah, you have like this sort of like liberal leaning city, conservative leaning, upstate, at least in some parts of it, and you're bordering Canada. And it's cold, like I said. I don't know, Jay, what will you pick?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I was literally, I couldn't remember because I was focusing on whether or not that was a true statement about the weather. Like, I was trying to figure that out. So, like, everything else was just, like, wasn't even absorbed. That's why I had to ask at the same time. My answer right now at this given moment would be Georgia.
Okay. And why is that?
Why? Because.
Is it political?
Yeah. Because they're shooting themselves in the foot. You have a wannabe politician who's like, yay, we're going to build the resources. We're going to get jobs. Oh, we're going to call ICE to raid the billion-dollar warehouse and kick out all the South Koreans who are gonna get us jobs, and then immediately turn about face and go, hey, and try to spin it for a good thing, and then when they go, oh shit, they go, oh shit, and then it's just a chaotic mess of people wanting to be like darlings for doing stuff, and then they're like, oh shit, we just shot ourselves in the foot. And yep, I feel like that's a lot of what's happening in the world, and especially in the States right now. Like, a lot of people are just like, a lot of people are taking actions based off of misinformation and then immediately backtracking and then just trying to delete it off the net.
Also, they make movies in Georgia.
Not anymore.
That's over too.
Yeah, Marvel's out. Marvel has closed up most of their facilities. They're moving to England, they're moving to England and Central America, and I think they're moving to some other state. But yeah, most of it's gonna No, Marvel is fully completely closing up shop at this point.
Cool. All right, Rob, how about you?
I mean, yeah, it could be answered a bunch of different ways. I was thinking like the most milquetoast state, just like, which, I don't know. I'm thinking like Wayne's World, where they like make fun of Delaware. Like, I don't know. It's just the fact that it has no personality. So that's kind of why it represents all of America in a way, because it's just like barely exists. And so I would say that's, I mean, Florida and like Texas are like the extreme parodies, but. I don't know. I think
it's kind of there.
Yeah, just like a state that is like technically the first state, and so it started it all, and kind of set the standard. So I'm gonna go with boring ass Delaware. I mean, I could also pick Rhode Island or so many others.
Some other boring ones.
Yeah,
but you know who's from Delaware?
Joe Biden.
Who?
No,
besides Joe Biden, Naomi, Matt's wife.
He's like, who?
Who?
No. Naomi's notes.
No, half my family's from Delaware. Joe Biden was literally the next door neighbor. Yeah.
Oh wow.
I mean, by next door neighbor, I mean like you know, a couple miles away.
Because there's nothing in Delaware.
Yeah, exactly.
Delaware. Yeah.
What would Delaware?
We're in Delaware.
All right, well, thank you all for joining us here on Tuesday Night Gaming. Catch us every week for more Wheel of Time. Hopefully it gets better.
Wheel of Time?
Wheel of Time, of course.
Wait, holy shit. When did provinces... Why are there only one province left?
Because I won.
Good job, Alana.
Hopefully.
Anyway, you can catch us every week at twitch.tv/mcslanty at 8 p.m. and group up with us next time.
Whether it's TV, whether it's movies, or questions about you. Come for the laughs, come for the banter, come for whatever you choose. To Tuesday Night Gaming, with the siblings and Jay. Listen while they play.